Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Paul Snowden joining us. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Andrew, how are you going?
Very well, mate. We're up here at Newcastle and the city's got a real big buzz about the Hunter tomorrow. Can you help them with Brave Song?
Yeah, I just wish we would have drawn a little bit better, but it is what it is, and he's going terrific, the horse. We just need to get a bit of luck in running there tomorrow. I think he'll still run really well.
Yeah, was there a hesitation not to run, or were you sort of aiming towards this?
It's one of these races where you sort of preparations geared towards it. Obviously, you know, the barriers come after that, but can't fault the way he's going, the horse. He's going extremely well. He's only got fed length and a half, length 1.6 behind Pirata the other day, and hopefully can bounce off that and prove how to be there tomorrow.
Of course, wearing the pink colours this month for Triple Crown syndications, and for people that go back and finish, watch the replay of that Red Zell, there's a group of them all across the line, and Brave Song was popping its head right between all of them.
Yeah, and he's such a better horse when he gets to the outside as well, so he was amongst other runners where probably not his preferred position to be in, but I just still think he's going terrific at home. He looks great, so... He'll give himself every chance.
You probably wanted Home of the Brave to stay in the race just to give it some good, genuine tempo.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, it is what it is. But got Kieran back on, he knows him really well. So, you know, there's big money on offer. So hopefully they can run at a true run race.
Yep, understand. Back in the second race, the Max Lees Classic tomorrow, Tilia Rose. If we can take trial form, her first trial was pretty good behind Dame Gazelle.
Yeah, she's trialled twice now and both times quite impressively. So obviously, you know, it's a short course distance there tomorrow. She has to begin well and give herself every chance. So if she can do that, she's certainly going to run right up to a trial form.
I must admit, I went back and looked at the first trial this morning. Were you satisfied with the improvement in the second trial as well?
Oh, look, yeah, she's a gross little filly, so certainly she's going to improve fitness-wise from one to the other, but she's worked well since, and she's in good order.
I must admit, the watching the first trial, I just love the way that she settled back on the inside and, you know, it opened up, obviously, in a trial, but she accelerated, you know, she with a little bit of urging, not strong urging, but just came between horses really nicely.
Yeah, well schooled. Got a good racing brain for a young filly. She certainly does a lot of things right. So as long as she begins well there, she's going to give herself every chance also.
This is a really competitive race. The Spring Stakes put back into this part of the year. Convinced coming off the Hawkesbury win, and you've drawn a bit tricky here as well, mate.
Yeah, not ideal, but we'll sit down and have a bit of a good look at sort of, you know, race plans and pace on paper there today and attack it there. So we've got something to go with there tomorrow, but he's a nice horse. It was certainly no fluke the other day. He was three deep, mate, cover the majority of the race and strong through the line, so I don't think the trip's going to be a worry. Probably looking forward to getting up to him, I'll tell you the truth, and hopefully we can run well there. He's going well at home.
And what about Leviathan in the last, a lightly raced three-year-old, but looks to have plenty of ability?
Yeah, he does. He's just was a very immature horse in his initial racing preparation, and obviously his form's stacked up quite well with Funstar, but he's always been that type of horse. He's going to improve this prep and then again into his autumn campaign. So he's trialled up nicely. You know, he looks to be well placed there.
So what's the plan? Are you only looking at one or two, or are you pressing on lightly through the summer?
Oh, we'll see what happens. He's a lightly raced horse. He needs racing. So, you know, go through his grades, all that type of stuff. And I think, you know, the autumn's probably going to be where if he is good enough to measure up into some nice races.
Okay, so that's Leviathan in the last race. It's a huge day up here. Looking forward to a really big crowd. The weather's going to be perfect, and let's hope that a few of yours run well, Paul. Thanks for your time, mate. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.